This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is September 30th, 2021. Got the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days. A lot of it's Amazon, though, I gotta warn you. Even a little robot in there. We'll get you caught up all on the best technology news that's been going on, though. And we'll get it to you right now in about 5 minutes. Ah, yes, of course, Amazon, big event. Lots of new stuff unveiled, thermostats, Echo shows. So we'll get you caught up on the highlights of it anyways. Starting off with that smart thermostat. Actually, this is Amazon in a partnership with Honeywell. You can ask Alexa to turn on the AC, turn off the AC, set the thermostat. You get the idea. And according to Amazon, it will do it at half the cost of the cheapest Nest out there. Yep, $60 should get you a new thermostat powered by Alexa. There was also an Echo Show 15 that was unveiled. That's the wall-mountable Echo Show. Looks more like a picture frame than anything. This is Amazon's way of saying, hey, here's a monitor that kind of blends in with your living room right next to that artwork. Here you'll be able to access, you know, like reminders, calendars, even all your security cameras on your network. And depending on how you want to display it, it can be in landscape mode or portrait mode. Regardless, whatever way you do put it, it'll set you back $250. Amazon also said, let's dip our toe in the fitness industry now. The Halo View pretty much looks like a Fitbit watch. And in combination with Halo Fitness, we'll give you hundreds of streamable video workouts plus nutrition advice. As you probably guessed, the Halo Fitness and the Halo View watch, well, they kind of go hand in hand. So to hop on board, it'll start at $80. Now, if there's one thing from Amazon at this event, they wanted to say, we got your whole life covered. From fitness, we hop on over to security now. Don't worry, I'm getting to the robot, just hang on. But first, we got to talk about a camera that's basically a flying drone. Yep, this one flies around your house, records all the footage around you. Personally, I think it was just a teaser to see how people take to it. We didn't even get a price on the thing, but we have heard it will be an invite basis, basically beta trial to start with. After that, I'm sure we'll get a price if it succeeds. We also see now what Amazon had up its sleeve when it bought Blink. Well, now this is basically Amazon's affordable security line by announcing a $50 doorbell with 1080p video. There's also $40 floodlights you can mount outside. And if you want to power it all, there's a $50 solar panel you can add right onto it. Ah, but last but not least, certainly. Yeah, it's the robot. It's Astro. Yes, Amazon has finally said welcome to the Jetsons. Though let it be said, this is far from rosy. Amazon's got a robot that will basically follow you around your house. And is, of course, powered by Alexa. And judging by their adverts, Astro will be able to entertain the kids, check to see if you left the stove on or not, be alerted if it hears some intruders, and when it's done at the end of the day and needs a recharge, it'll do it on its own. Now, just like the flying drone camera, it's going to start off as invite only, too. But we did get to see a price for Astro, though. If you're lucky enough to get one on day one, it'll set you back $999. However, though, the price will eventually increase to $1,449. As for how useful Astro will actually be, I don't know. At least there's a cup holder there for a beer. But with Astro not having any arms, yeah, somebody else had to put it there to begin with. All right, moving on with more news now, we head on over to the UK for the new IMDb's free TV service. That's right, it has arrived on the UK shores, giving you a lot more options to stream now. And stream for free, too. Why? Because it's ad-supported. According to the press release, they'll have a mix of originals and popular movies. As far as what original and popular movies that they'll have, well, that's a bit on the vague side. We did see Pulp Fiction's on there and Anger Management. And as far as TV series go, Community and Two Broke Girls. Now, you're going to have the Prime video app in order to access IMDb TV, but you can do that even if you're not an Amazon Prime member. There's also going to be a Fire TV app on the way too. Yeah, sorry, one's not available at launch, but we're hearing it will be in a few weeks. Now, I'm sure some of you are saying, well, wait a minute, they got their own TV apps on Android and iOS. Yeah, that's true, they did hit the US last month. More than likely, they should be available in the UK sometime soon. Finally, I don't know about you, when I think of electric vehicles, I think of Rolls-Royce. Thought I was going to say Tesla, didn't you? Well, true, I do think of Tesla. Never in a million years would I have thought of Rolls-Royce, but here they go. Yes, that's right, one of the most expensive automakers in the world decided, yep, it's time to drop gasoline, put in a battery. Rolls-Royce's first electric vehicle will be called the Spectra. Yep, if it sounds very James Bondish, it should. I have a feeling also we'll be seeing into the new James Bond movie too. Although, if you want to get your hands on one, it's going to be a little while. Actually, the last last quarter of 2023 is what we're hearing from Rolls-Royce. Of course, in the meantime, there's still the gas versions of Rolls-Royces out there, but it ain't gonna last very much longer. Apparently, 2030 is the deadline. By that date, the automaker will no longer be in business of producing or selling any internal combustion engine products. My, how times are changing. You got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. I have to say a big thank you to everybody today that stepped up. The news show has been saved. Yes, thank you to so many of you for your generosity out there. We have been able to keep the news show going another month. I personally cannot thank you enough for your support of this show. Hopefully moving forward through the month of October, with your continued support, we can keep pushing the news show forward. Again, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. And if you haven't already and want to help out the news show and keep us on the air, because it really is only with your donations that this show can continue, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Speaking of the British Tech Network, you can find all of our podcasts over there at britishtechnetwork.com, including this show, The Mac Show, of course, The Big Show, and The Photo Show as well. We're also on Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community today at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show we'll be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. Yes, indeed. Getting you caught up in the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, hope you have a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.